Castillo.
I was doing the Fanny Duke show, and Columbia asked me if I would create a show for them. And I had been thinking about doing a genie show, but a little different from the others that I had seen, where a big burly man came out of a bottle.
Here's the rest of your martini.
For someone to play genie, I had in mind, first of all, young, beautiful, a sense of humor, sexy. Now, that's not an easy combination, but that's what I wanted. And Barbara Eden came in. Instant rapport. She was exactly what I was looking for.
First of all, of course, she's a fish out of water. But I felt that she was naive, very trusting, smart, not unintelligent, but smart from thousands of years back. She wasn't smart about the modern world. And this beautiful man, my God, the first thing she saw when she got out of the bottle was gorgeous. She just was having a lot of fun.
It's every man's fantasy to have a woman who's beautiful and loving and wants him to pay attention to her as she's paying attention to him. Jeannie was an ideal woman.
How is the water, Master?
Oh, wonderful, Jeannie, just wonderful. Everybody should have their own swimming pool. Get rid of it, will you?
I didn't know Larry Hagman. He was in a soap opera back east, and someone at the studio suggested him, so we brought him out. He had a wonderful quality of being real and being able to react properly, instantly, and humor.
And in essence, I was a straight man. And I was a straight man on Jeannie, too. I set up the jokes, and Billy would pay him off, or Barbara would pay him off, and so I just kind of...
With impeccable timing.
Well, Beyond brilliant timing.
Well, of course.
Best ever.
I made him an astronaut because I thought that was a timeless kind of occupation. It wouldn't date, and it gave him kind of a cachet.
Do you remember coming out to see me when I was shooting something at, I think, Republic Studios or something?
Yeah.
Don't you remember that?
No. I don't remember what I had for breakfast, honey. But, God, he 40 told, years. He this told, is the 40th anniversary.
Bite your tongue. He told me that I scared him to death. This is when they told me he was a young Jack Lemmon and he was wonderful. And they just wanted us to meet. And I, in between shots, I came out to my dressing room and we kind of did a little of our scene together. Only it was one where, you know, she runs and kisses him and puts her arms around. I did it. And I guess I scared him, but he doesn't remember.
Oh, oh honey, I'm so sorry. I'll lie in the future.
I was only trying to help.
Help me? Yeah, I know. That's when I get into most of my trouble, when you're trying to be helpful. What was your excuse, Major?
I'm greedy.
I got the show because I went to bed with Sidney Sheldon. From then on. No, I don't know how
we're
I
laughing,
got it.
We're laughing, but that's how we got it.
Yeah. No, but I don't know how I got it because I was like a... had no part at all, like man in uniform in the background.
Bill had a unique and wonderful quality. He was a stand-up comic, and that came through in the acting.
I thought we were doing a road picture. I was doing Bob Hope, and he was doing Bing Crosby. I really did.
Is
get the girl and get the money.
Yeah, Dorothy Lamour.
Yeah, exactly.
If the big hand is pointing straight up and the little hand is pointing out that way, what time is it?
3 o'clock, sir.
Right you are, Captain. And would you believe it? My watch looked just like this when you brought my niece home last night.
And let's not forget Hayden Rourke.
Oh,
God.
Oh, Hayden Rourke. He was the body. He was,
anchor.
He was the anchor of the show. He was charming. Yeah. He was brilliant. He was a great actor.
And
I loved
a great reactor, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he'd see her do something or me.
Oh,
it's
no,
that.
He was...
Oh, he was the Jack Benny stuff.
And it was real.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Real.
And on and off stage, he was just the most marvelous human being I ever met.
Any news? Oh, I'll say, this lady spy is going to slip Tony some drug tea and take him away in a submarine.
Drug tea and a submarine?
Yes, sir. All we have to do now is alert the Navy.
Yes.
Most people think I was in the Air Force. I mean, because in black and white the first year, nobody knew, you know, so that
cheapskates.
Yeah. Right.
They were going to save money the first year, remember?
Every show on the network, on all the networks, came to color. It was the first year of color. And I found out they were going to shoot black and white. And I said, you can't do that. You have to have color. And they said, it's too expensive. And I said, how much is it? And they said, something like $500 a show. And I said, I'll pay it myself. I want it in color. And they said, don't waste your money, implying that there would not be a second year. When Jeannie was picked up for the second year, then it went into color with the other shows.
Interestingly enough, I found out the show sold, and I found out I was pregnant with Matthew the same day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
You're kidding.
The same day. Woo. And I called Sidney, and I said, I have to talk to you. I have to talk to you right now. And I went over there, and he looked at me and said, all right, what's this big thing you have to tell me? He said, you're pregnant. And he was joking. And I went, yes, and I can't do your show. Yeah, I was so happy.
And so was the scarf industry happy. She had scarves all over.
I did. Walking tent, right?
Yeah, right.
She said, you're going to have to replace me. I'm pregnant. So I said, Barbara, I'm not going to replace you. We'll find a way to shoot around you. So at the studio the next day, we had a meeting, and I told them how I wanted it worked. We shot her from the waist up and changed some of her lines, and it worked out.
If you ever had anything to say, it was like, it was kind of a joke, but he would go. He'd bring out a gold pen, and he'd write it down. I mean, he wrote down everything. You had a complaint or an objection to anything, he was right there.
Or a change.
A change, well, yeah. Well,
good luck with changes.
Well, actually, any changes we made, I learned to do it on the set.
And he was never there. He wrote them all in 1 hour and left.
At the time I was producing Jeannie and writing a lot of them, I was also writing a show in New York called The Patty Duke Show. So I commuted up and back because I did most of the Patty Duke scripts. I could write a script a day. And I enjoy it. I love it.
Steak?
Hello?
Veal, kidney, pork chops?
I would write in special effects that I thought could work because there were some that were, you know, big ones that we didn't have time to shoot because this was television, not movies. So I created, not physically, but on paper, all the effects that I wanted, and our special effects man worked it out.
We shot 3 days. One day was ostensibly for
reading
and then costuming. The second day was rehearsal because we had a lot of magic and physical stuff. So, and then we shot Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It was very physical. All of our special effects were physical. We were balancing on boards. We were with wires and freezing.
Yeah. You'd know exactly where it was going to be. And then the director would say, freeze. So I'd be talking to Jeannie, and now Jeannie, you've got to, and we'd be like this. And then she'd run off and change her hair in 20 minutes, or change costume or something like that. And then they'd go, 1, 2, 3, action. And you'd finish the whole thing.
You continue on where you were.
And then they'd cut out the film in between.
I wish you'd take my shirt off, Jeannie.
No,
I mean, I wish you'd put on your own clothes. Thanks. You're just not Air Force, Jeannie.
There was no trouble with censors at all until about the fourth year, huh?
Yeah, right.
Fourth year, they wanted me to guest on Laugh-In. And George, a good friend of mine, George Slaughter, wanted to premiere my navel. Now, my navel had peeked out a lot in the show.
Yeah.
Well, George says he has never walked into a room with the suits all sitting around this big oak table discussing someone's belly button.
He said they discuss Goldie Hawn's belly button?
Apparently not.
A guy, because she showed
even more
of her belly button.
But she wasn't living with an astronaut.
Yeah, that's right. And we weren't married.
No, we weren't, you know.
I don't understand that. Never did understand.
The fact that Jeannie was living with a man she was not married to caused an uproar at NBC because they finally woke up and realized what they had bought. They had bought a show about a beautiful half-naked girl who was living with a man saying, "What can I do for you, master?" I got a 7-page letter telling me what I could say, do, what they couldn't touch, what they could touch. You know, things like never let him go into her bottle, never let her go into his bedroom. I mean, page after page after page. And after a couple shows went on, the pages diminished to 2 pages, 1 page, no pages.
Have a good day, Jeannie.
Are you not going to kiss me goodbye?
Now remember our bargain. This is a purely platonic relationship.
Oh, yes, purely platonic.
And you agreed to keep it on that basis because you knew it was the best way, right?
No, I agreed because I did not know what platonic meant.
The first, I guess, all into the fifth year, why would there be a problem? She wasn't real. She was an entity. And she
looked
thought
pretty real
she,
to me.
Well, but you see, he knew she wasn't real.
Yeah.
He couldn't marry her.
No.
And she thought she was real. She saw no reason for it not to get married.
Right. But you were real to every guy in America.
Because yeah,
you're beyond beautiful and you're everybody's dream girl.
Aww.
I mean, no, I mean that. I mean, you were really real.
Still is. That show still
are.
On
everybody
the air,
talks
you know,
about your beauty. I mean,
it's
oh
on
God.
The whole world. It's on
yeah, the whole world.
I want to see my beauty.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, master. I will keep these slippers.
This time, Jeannie, I'm afraid I'm going to have to insist.
I have never worked with anyone that has fit my timing. I mean it,
yeah.
As well as yours. And that didn't come from rehearsal. That just came from something that was natural.
It came because I love you.
No, honey. I have never worked with anyone that I've been so comfortable with or felt so real.
Oh, honey.
No.
Being an unreal person.
So real. Yeah, I was an unreal, but this is different.
All right, Jeannie, where do you want to go?
Where we will not be interrupted.
My fondest memory of the first season is that at the end of the season, they said, "You're being picked up for another year."
Oh, a house in Malibu. A great house in Malibu. I lived in for 32 years.
My baby. It was the most wonderful time of my life, actually. I was able to work. I worked when I was carrying him. I worked until he was 5 years old. And it was a joy. It was the happiest time of my life.
Working mother.
Mm-hmm.
The happiest time of my life. I worked, never acted before and worked with, I mean, three of the greatest pros in the world. And just, I don't know how they put up with me because I didn't even know where to stand. But just to be with them, and I mean, it was just devastating. I mean, I'm just still beyond grateful. You know, I'm starting to cry here. Man. No, I'm serious.
We knew where the laughs were.
No, it was serious. It was just beyond wonderful.
It went off the air. 40 years later, it's back on. It was number 2 in England. It's playing all over the world, and it's timeless.